So, the thing is just this, it's not about what you do. Life does not change because you change the content of your life. Life changes because you change the context of your life. How you do it? How do you wake up? You do one thing, because you're asking for something very specific, let me put it this way. Tomorrow when you wake up, if you wake up, no, I mean don't think it's a joke. Over 1 million people in this world will not wake up tomorrow morning. Yes? We are mortal creatures, aren't we? Over 1 million people will not wake up. Suppose you wake up. Check. I'm still alive. It's fantastic, isn't it? Over 1 million people did not get up tomorrow morning. They did not say another day. But you and me woke up. Wow, can you smile? That you're still alive? Smile. Then check the few people who matter to you in your life. 4, 5, 10 people who are around you, who matter to you, check if all of them are alive. Fantastic, they're also alive. Because if 1 million people died, at least 10 million people lost somebody who's dear to them, isn't it? You're alive. All the people who matter to you very much are alive. Fantastic. One more big smile, not at anybody, just because the biggest thing that's happening to you right now is that you're alive. Yes or no? What is the greatest thing that's happening to your life? Tomorrow morning, stock market went up 800 points, or you're alive, which is the biggest thing? Everything else is only relatively significant for us. The most important thing is we're alive. So tomorrow morning if you come alive, just check. You must check if you're alive. Because alive does not mean simply people are going around this, everything they're doing mechanically. Become alive, really. And I don't know what time you get up, I don't want to fix it. Because media, you know, you may get up at noon time, so you check, okay, it's 9:30. Every hour, okay, 9 o'clock. Wow, still alive. One big smile, still alive. 10 o'clock, what's wrong with 10 o'clock? Still alive. I want you to understand that you're mortal. If you're conscious that you have come with a limited amount of time, you will arrange your life naturally in a most sensible way. If you think you're immortal, you have time to do stupid things. If you understand you're mortal, you don't have time to do anything other than what really matters to you. And in your life, you must be doing only what truly matters to you and nothing else but that, isn't it? This you will do only if you are conscious that you are a mortal being. We're fine, we're healthy, but we could be dead tomorrow morning. I'm not wishing it. I'll bless you with a long life. But it is possible that you and me could be dead tomorrow morning. Yes or no? The possibility is there or not? Yes. So when we know this, this is how this life is, then everything that really matters must happen, isn't it? What is it that really matters to you? If you really look at it, you will see the only thing that really matters to you is you want to experience this life as profoundly as possible. Somebody thinks money will do it, somebody thinks education will do it, somebody thinks sex will do it, somebody thinks love will do it, somebody thinks something else will do it. But whether a man is going to the temple or to the bar, all he is looking for is a larger slice of life. Yes or no? Yes or no? If you're looking for larger slice of life, if you want to be successful, not just a dreamer, then the only and only way you can experience it is by being hyper-perceptive, by enhancing your perception, not by enhancing your imagination, not by enhancing your activity, but by enhancing your perception. If you have to enhance your perception, you have to be alert. If somebody points a gun to your head, you will become super alert, yes or no? So don't wait for somebody to do it. Just understand that you are a mortal creature. You are not a permanent thing, you are not an absolute thing. You're here for a brief amount of time. I'm saying brief because if you are joyful, this is a bloody short life. If you are miserable, only if you're miserable, you have a long life. Because miserable people feel it's too long. Joyful people, before they know what happened, what's happening, it'll be over. Yes? Have you noticed this? On a particular day, you're very happy, 24 hours just went off like that. Another day you're depressed, 24 hours feels like a eon. So the experience of life and the experience of time is very relative. So the essential thing about life is just this. Every life, not just humans, every life is striving to become a full-fledged life, have the largest possible slice of life that we can have in terms of our experience. If this has to happen, we have to just become open to life. Open does not mean an attitude. Open simply means we are fully on with life. We are not on and off, on and off. We're just on. If you are on, then life will happen. If you're off, you can't turn it on later on in the grave. This is the time to be on and you must be fully on. So just as a reminder, hourly check you do. If you're still alive, great, one big smile. Even if you're doing your show, people wouldn't mind.
Sadhguru, India is well known for spirituality and has witnessed many realized masters who have worked for the upliftment of mankind. Even today, you're here amongst us and many other gurus are there. Still, India is in such a bad state. Why?
India is the way it is right now because still it's in God's hands. Unless you take it into your hands and do something meaningful in this country, it will remain this way or get worse. Now, if you really are concerned about the national situation or your social situation, it's very, very important that you take it into your hands in a committed way and really do something about it. Some time ago, when I was just 15 years of age, I happened to read this passage by Swami Vivekananda. He said, "Give me 100 people who are truly committed, I will change the face of this country." It made me feel so ashamed. In such a large country, couldn't he find 100 people committed for what all of us want? A man like Vivekananda doesn't come every day. When he comes, he could not find 100 people. What a shame it is. Not for him, for us as a nation. Since that day I thought, at least as a tribute to Vivekananda, we must create 100 truly committed people. And today, I can say very proudly, and it's a very joyous for me to say this, that today we have hundreds of people who are truly committed to make this change happen. The change is beginning to happen, but not enough. It is not enough. What I see is 100 people are not enough. Today we need 1 million people who are really committed. Only then something really worthwhile will happen in this nation. All of you who are here today, I request you, beg you and plead with you that in whichever capacity you can, in whatever sphere of life you are, please commit yourself to create a beautiful situation in this country, which is a part of this world anyway. Please do that, because without this commitment, thinking, people are saying this is all divine plan. Because your stomach is full, you can talk this kind of philosophy. If you had your stomach empty, you would have your own plan to get your food. Isn't it so? Now life is comfortable for some people. Those people are saying it is all divine plan. Now, once you have taken one part of your life into your hands, you cannot leave another part to somebody. See, for example, one big bane in this country right now is the huge population. This is not divine plan. This is just irresponsible reproduction. That's what it is. This is not divine plan. With the help of medical sciences and so many other systems, you have taken your death to some extent into your hands. When you take your death into your hands, you must also take your birth into your hands, isn't it? When we have taken death into our control, should we not take birth also into our control? Now, you want death to be in your control, but you want birth to be in God's control. This will not work. Leave both to His control, He will maintain the balance.